Banner.
Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
All righty, we are back, and this is the second hour now of the program. Those of you listening across America and the world, by the way, hey, thank you very much. We've been getting a lot of, emails and calls and so forth, and I certainly want to thank the gentleman from Germany who called and left a very nice message for me, and I appreciate that very much, my friend. And unfortunately, I'm never here when you call, so I'm sorry about that. Someday I will try to save my pennies and try to make a call to Germany if I don't get pinched. But anyway, yes, I got your message and your support for the program, particularly the one I did the other night on the history of betrayal in World War II by the United States. I appreciate your thoughts, and yes, indeed, occupation and brutalization and conquest of Europe by the United States and Russia, particularly the Soviet conquest and enslavement that took place, is a testimony to barbarism that can never be forgotten. You talk about never forget and never forgive, and boy, I'll tell you, there is an example. So thank you for your call and your kind thoughts. 1-800-313-9443. Now we have Joe. Joe Church, hello. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Rick.
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening. No doubt a son of Judah.
Yes.
Calling from Germany.
Yes. True Judah.
Son of Judah.
Mm-hmm. Genuine, Genuine. Yeah. Germany, genuine.
That's right. The Romans named the German people Germanus. In the Latin, meaning the genuine.
Yes.
Evidently, the Romans knew there was a fake.
Hey, I guess you can't have an original without a copy, huh?
Exactly.
And a fake, yes.
The conflict in the Middle East has brought about a one-world court now.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that this is what this is all about, this posturing and this stage play that we're seeing all over the countries of the world. You know they're all on board the one-world globalist system. They're all drinking and toasting from the same glass. Just making it look good, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't hold out any hope for Mr. Chavez down there in Venezuela as a model citizen of the world any more than I do for George Bush. In fact, they both have so much in common, ironically.
Well, remember the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up, had seen in his vision, the feet of this image, the head was gold, of course, which made the image top-heavy to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
It was going to fall by its own weight.
Mm-hmm.
But most obvious of all was the iron and clay feet. That symbolizes communism and capitalism pressed together in a mixture.
Mm-hmm.
And you see some of these communist nations and Christian nations actually kind of working together to bring the one-world system into play, make it work. But, of course, we know in that story that the stone hewn out of the mountain without hands strikes the feet and busts up that weak mixture of iron and clay.
Mm-hmm.
That stone is the Word of God.
Yes.
If I might, I'd like to go to Lamentations 4. Verse 12.
Yes.
The kings of the earth and all the inhabitants of the world would not have believed that the adversary and the enemy should have entered into the gates of Jerusalem.
All right. We'll pick up right on that when we come back in just 3 minutes, Joe. Stay tuned for more. And Lamentations coming up and your calls right ahead. Don't move that dial. Don't leave that phone. We'll be with you as soon as we can. I'm Rick Adams. We'll be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yes, I am. I'm here, and Joe Church is on the line. And Joe, you are going to quote from the Book of Lamentations.
Yes, Rick. I'm going to go to verse 13 now. I just did 12. I'm doing 13 now. For the sins of her prophets and the iniquities of her priests that have shed the blood of the just in the midst of her. You see, these folks, these so-called teachers and priests, can't decipher the word of God. They lead their people to the synagogue of Satan. The synagogue of Satan. Mm-hmm. You know, the one world court that we were talking about has to have an army to enforce its judgments.
Mm-hmm.
Do we see that one world army as of yet?
Well, we've seen little samples of it coming, and we've seen what the UN has done over the years, and most recently in Albania, and also what it did years ago, right from its inception. You know, you think of, for instance, the Congo, what it did in 1961 with Moise Tshombe in Katanga province, and the massacre that the UN actually sponsored.
Okay.
Incredible, but true.
And remember, always keep in mind that the word Satan, ha-Satan in the Hebrew, means the accuser.
Mm-hmm.
Satan means the accuser. Satan equals the accuser.
Mm-hmm.
So the accuser is going to be bringing this. He's a supernatural entity bringing this in through accusation. And you can see a lot of it happening right now. Intimidation through accusation. Especially for the Christians. That's the way they, that's what his name means. The adversary of our people. So if it has enforcement powers, the one world government shall be fact. The climate and the environment right now are being prepared at this time for Satan.
Mm-hmm.
This is what this is all about, this climate and environment that's taking place. Watch the weather. Watch the climate in the upcoming months. It's going to be very interesting.
You know, right now, Father, while you're saying that, it's thundering here where I am. So you must be having some effect here, Joe. The power of the Almighty. My goodness.
The father of the Kenites is being prepared, is being brought, being the events, the climate and the environment are setting the stage for the bringing in of the Kenite father, Satan himself, to mm-hmm. take over. The control of the money, inflation, it's all leading to this goal.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your eye on the goal. Know what the plan is. You see, Satan and his children know our book very good, much better than most of our people do.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to try to copy these scriptures to a T. See?
Yes,
they're using our scriptures to duplicate or be an imposter. Before the true Christ returns, they're going to try to make their Savior, who is Satan, appear to be our Savior, who's coming right after him.
And you know, you and I know better. We know that they can't pull it off, but you know that they actually think they're going to be able to do it this time. And who's laughing up above them? But Yahweh the Father is allowing them to be deceived into thinking that. That's amazing.
And you know, He also allowed it in the First World Age.
Oh, yes.
Same scenario.
This is a replay.
All happening
mm-hmm.
again. To develop a film, you have to have the negative first to get the positive. And we're living in the positive age now.
Mm-hmm.
We're developing the picture.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Let's see.
And then the picture will be projected in the next age to come. Yes.
That's it. Now, once the world court declares total peace, there will be no need for armaments. This is ultimately what their goal is.
Mm-hmm. That's right. No doubt about it, they're disarming America. Our government, I can call it ours, have been doing that now since the UN was created.
Yes.
I mean, they armed us to the hilt, you know, to fight World War II. And then after World War II, they said, well, let's surrender to the communists now. Let's surrender to the UN. And let's start doing that piecemeal by piecemeal. That was the hallmark of Truman. Eisenhower did it with gusto, of course. And Kennedy did it. Johnson did it. And they've all done it. Every single administration has chipped away at our sovereignty through the UN.
Well, look at back in 1992, I think it was. Secretary of Defense Perry, I think his name was.
Mm-hmm.
He was the one that, in the Clinton administration.
That's right.
He was the one that converted the regular army to the National Guards. The National Guard was then going to be the force that was going to be used. And the regular army was kind of put in the back
mm-hmm.
or diminished. You see, they want to diminish our strength. You see, the Kenites want to deliver us up as a nation to the one world court.
Mm-hmm.
This is what this Iran deal was all about.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Ultimately, this is going to go to the one world court.
Right.
This is the... What's behind all of this? The one world court is the most essential thing that they have to all the world under.
And you see, that's what the ADL types have been pushing for, the global anti-Semitism bill, globalism, the global tribunal, the hate crimes laws on an international level. That's exactly what they're doing.
Then the Supreme Court won't deliver Christians up from America. Then only the world court will come into America, have jurisdiction.
Superseding all of our sovereignty,
Take Christians right out of their home, deliver them up. However, that's our purpose, to be here anyway, to be delivered up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the true Christians out here.
Some will.
We're here to be the delivered up.
Yes.
Some of us who are fortunate will go to Jerusalem.
Yes. But don't lose your head over it, Joe. I mean, no. I'm not kidding.
Well, the Father said he'd replace it if we did.
And the whole body.
It's his.
Too. That's right.
And, you know, that young fellow from Florida.
Yes.
Get in those scriptures. Stay in there every day in the scriptures is a good day.
Mm.
Give him 5 minutes a day. Just read his word. Mm. Matthew 24, Mark 13, the seven seals. Once you get sealed by those, you're all set.
Yes.
You go anywhere in the book.
Yes, absolutely.
You young people, listen up. Take heed.
Mm-hmm.
I was a young person once.
Yes, we all
were. If it worked for me, it'll work for you. Scriptures are good.
And it has, hasn't it, Joe?
It's a little piece of heaven on earth. It's your home away from home. Guys getting homesick, I'm ready to go home.
Yes.
I want to go home to my real home.
Yeah, right. This is just a temporal place here.
That's all it is.
This world. But, you know, it's ironic because, as Gene Smith has said on our program, the Bible, a student as well, he said that the earth is never going to be destroyed. So this threat, this fear-mongering of nuclear holocaust, environmental holocaust, lunar eclipses, solar eclipses, axes out of control, global warming, global cooling, all of this is nothing more than fear peddling. The earth is not going to be destroyed by man, and nor is it going to be destroyed by God. It's going to be completely redesigned. But the world system will be destroyed. Make no mistake about that. The governing system of the world will be eliminated, but his government will be on the earth. This will be the kingdom of God on earth. That's what Jesus said, on earth as in heaven. My kingdom come. Right?
You know what's funny, Rick? Even at the end of the millennium, after all the teaching, the outcome is not going to be much different than it is today.
No. No, you're
right. Even with the whole teaching of the millennium.
Exactly.
The outcome is going to be a little bit different, but not that much.
Yes.
So, you know, we can pull some maybe from the fire with the Father's help.
Yeah, indeed. That's what it's all about. I'm just a messenger, and you're just a messenger, and we're all messengers to the world. And, hey, you know, before the destruction comes, we got to tell people to build an ark, don't we?
That's right.
That's what Moses did. He was a prophet. Right. And, hey, when the rains start coming, people laughed, you know. Not going to happen, but it did, and they drowned, and he didn't. Because he obeyed God. So that it's just that simple. I'm sorry. We don't have to overcomplicate it. We really don't. It's very simple. Thank you, Joe.
It's not a hard formula. Thanks,
no, it's
Rick.
Not. Thanks for the call, brother.
Thank you, Rick.
All right, Joe Church. And I have a quick break coming up. And then I have, I have Henry and Gary and I have J.D. You'll all be coming up on the program if you can just bear with me and bear with the breaks. Support RBN, you know, and the commercial sponsors help to keep the network going. And so far, this network has been on the air and we've been continuing. It's been hard, been tough. But with your support and your prayers and efforts, you continue to hear the voices of all of us here on the network, all of us, all day. And we certainly are grateful for that, as long as God keeps this window open, and he will. All right, we shall be back with our callers, 1-800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Yes, indeed. I'm back now. Rick Adams with you. Let's go to Henry in Connecticut now. Hello, Henry.
Yeah, hi. Did you see the October 5th, 2000 issue of The Forward where at the bottom here they got some article talking about a book, a controversial book called Israel Lobby is being translated into nearly a dozen languages,
yes,
but not Hebrew.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm not going through the whole thing. Then they got David Irving
yes,
in here. I couldn't believe these people covering all this.
Sure, sure. Oh, yeah. Well, if they cover the world, you know.
Yeah, well, this thing with this book, I'm just going to, in case of people in the audience, I just want them to know this. At the very end of it, it's saying the very last paragraph, it says, I'm concerned about the impact, the indirect impact this book could have, said Didger. Or I think it's Dieter Berger, director of the American Jewish Committee, American Jewish Committee's office in Berlin. You know, it's Germany, right? I told you they're trying to take over Germany again. It reinforces stereotypes in Germany that are probably even stronger than in the U.S. about an alleged influence of Jewish organizations on American foreign policy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just that last part. Well, actually, I'm glad there is, because that's the truth. That's the absolute truth. There is a strong Jewish influence on Americans' policy. Both
and they're not stereotypical either.
They're certainly
factual.
Not. And the guy that's listening in Germany, you said you had somebody over there.
Yeah, we have fans there and listeners all over the world.
Yeah,
sure.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear it. I want to tell him that that president, what's her name, Chancellor Merkel, she made a speech over here in New York.
Merkel. Yes.
Yeah, Merkel. Okay, Merkel. In New York about she acts like she's more concerned with the survival of Israel than she is her own country.
Well, she knows the tune.
Yeah, she's supposed to be elected to help improve Germany. There's a problem with Germany with the daycare center, needing some daycare over there.
Mm-hmm.
I hear on the German radio news and a couple other things. And here's this woman talking about the survival of Israel.
Well, that's why they call her the Maggie Thatcher of Germany, the Iron Lady, you know.
Yeah. By the way, the guy from Germany who emailed you or you had a conversation with in the chat room or whatever, when you mentioned about, you were talking a couple of calls back, you were talking about betrayal and what we did in after World War II with occupation.
Well, Tuesday night I was on live doing that whole story again. Of East Germany, well, the partitioning of Berlin and allowing Berlin to go to the Soviet butchers.
Oh, yes, I remember that,
yes. And you can, by the way, people can access that on the archives. They can go back to Tuesday night's edition of the program and listen in to that whole program we did.
But there was a guy tonight from Germany that made a comment about it directly to you?
No. I said that I had received a personal phone call from somebody who has listened for a while now from Germany. That was that was to me, not on the air.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, I'm glad some people over there are waking up. You know, anything is illegal over there. That's the thing.
He's an American actually living in Germany, so he's not really a native.
Oh, okay. I thought he was a German living in Germany.
No. But he is, I think, of German extraction. He may or may not be. But anyway, so he speaks the English language quite well.
Okay.
But I'm very grateful that he calls. I wanted him to know publicly on the air that I do receive his calls. Unfortunately, I'm not able to be here when they come in, so that's the problem.
Okay, do you know what town he was in? Hamburg? Or
no, I don't.
All right, I'll move on. Thanks a lot. Take care.
All right, Henry. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And we have so many callers. Let's see, Gary in Tennessee. Let me try to squeeze you in here before the break. Hello, Gary.
How you doing tonight, Rick?
I'm doing pretty well. I'm surviving, as we say, you know? It's thundering here in Rhode Island. I can, I'm having a lot of thunder behind me, so I don't know if you can hear it. But
survival is my forte, as you well know.
Yes.
May Yahweh bless the young man in Florida, a young pair of boots, I should say, on the ground. May he ride tall in the saddle, shoe straight, and always speak the truth. I appreciate that.
Yes,
John Stad Miller and his infinite wisdom. We need more boots on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
We need young boots, just like the young man, 29 years old, that drove all the way from Utah to the state of Tennessee to photograph old Graybeard in the survival series. Anyway,
indeed.
The point of my call is something that came across the airways today that upsets me greatly, and that is Blackwater security systems.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not only are they being paid $100,000 a year as merc forces, not under the Geneva Convention to do all kinds of atrocities in Afghanistan and Iraq. Now they want to do a private Air Force and Naval.
Yes. Hang on, if you will.
Can you hold me over?
Stay where you are, all right? I've got a quick break, and Gary, I'll be right back to you. And then we'll take other callers on the line. We have J.D. in Texas. And, oh, my, we have Leslie in Virginia, and your call's coming right up. I'm Rick Adams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Have you been at the front?
Front? What front?
Why, the war, of course.
What war?
Good heavens. You mean you don't know we've been at war with Germany since 1914?
And we're back again, ladies and gentlemen, and now we're in the year 2007. Or 7 3/4. And we're going to once again join Gary in Tennessee. Gary, and go ahead. Please continue your thoughts.
Yeah, I'm very concerned about this Blackwater thing. I don't
right.
know who authorized a corporation to form an Air Force, a naval group, obviously armed with heavy munitions and fully automatic, and an army of mercenaries. Sounds to me like they're setting up something to turn loose on the American public. To me, that
getting some practice.
Me greatly.
Yes. They've been getting practice, no doubt about that.
Well, I'll tell you what, those Blackwater boys want to come down here and run the hills and the ridges in Tennessee with these avid deer hunters and their deer rifles. We'll clean their clocks.
Mm-hmm. And, well, I think that you make a very good case. People need to be armed and need to have their survival kit.
I have a real hole in my survival guide, and that's spiritual preparedness.
Yes, I know you mentioned that.
I hope that you can
Well, now you
get me
you,
in touch with Joe.
Yeah, didn't you make contact with Joe Church?
No, I have not.
All right, because he wants to contact you. I told you to stay on the line the other night, Gary. Stay on the line, and okay. Manny will pick up and take care of that for you.
Okay.
Stay on the line, all right?
I'll take
the next call, but he wants to talk to you. Joe Church.
I think he's the man to
he's
do the
man.
Job, because I'm woefully inadequate in that area of preparation.
There you go. We all need to sharpen our spiritual sword, my friend. And that sword, when it's sharp, cuts very deep, cuts heads off, you know. So,
well, thank you for talking with me, and may Yahweh bless you and keep you safe.
Thank you. Bless you, too. Amen. All right. I appreciate that. Now we have J.D. in Texas next on the program. Hello, J.D. Yes, J.D., are you there? I think he is. We'll get him on. Our next caller.
Do you hear me?
I think I hear him now. I think I do. Yes. Hi, J.D.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
All right, sir.
The caller you have last hour, Elvis.
Yes.
That guy was great. He's very articulate.
Yes, he was.
And I encourage him to call back more often, please.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
I was here in the South in Texas, and but I grew up in Indiana, and the two favorite politicians up there are Dick Lugar and Evan Bayh. And both those guys are CFR, and they sold that state out so horribly bad, it's mm-hmm. not even funny.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this loss agreement is just horrible. I mean, just selling us out completely to the UN and to all these globalists. And nobody in Indiana realizes that. That's the scary thing.
Well, you remember years ago, you're fairly young, I guess, aren't you, J.D.?
I'm 38.
Well, yeah, you probably don't remember when, and I was in the John Birch Society at the time, many years ago, and we used to talk about the thing called the Genocide Treaty, the Genocide Convention Treaty. And, of course, you know, we had a lot of materials written about it. Dan Smoot had written about it, the trap, he called it. And that was proposed by Senator Proxmire. And he, from Wisconsin, who succeeded McCarthy. But he turned out to be a scoundrel, this guy Proxmire. And he just pushed this genocide treaty every single year. And it was fought in the 60s, the 70s, and finally... they broke down and they voted for it. And that is what happened to American sovereignty, subjecting the world to a world tribunal of charges of genocide. You know, anyone could be taken from any country and charged with genocide now before the world court. And that was a terrible thing to do. But now they've gone beyond that with this lost treaty.
Yeah. Well, the ironic thing is, while I was calling, it was because of the Armenian genocide.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, what were the Armenians? What religion were they?
Well, the Armenians, actually, most of them were, I believe, a Christian. The Armenian
yes.
Christians.
Yeah,
yes.
they were. I'm not religious.
No, it's all right. I understand.
But the thing is, Bush is on, you know, the first thing I got this morning, I put on the Yahoo News, he was poo-pooing the Armenian genocide.
Yeah.
It's like, if they're not Jews, do they not count?
No.
If, you know, if they're Hindus, if they're Arabs, if they get slaughtered by mass, you know, only the Jews count.
That's
when it
the
comes
idea.
To being mass murdered.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it doesn't matter, if they're, you know, how many 30 million, 40 million, you know, Chinese people die, you know, or how many Russians die in the gulags. No, if they're Jewish, they'll recognize it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the sad thing about it. You know, life is life. It doesn't matter who you are. A baby's a baby. You know, it
well, you know, some babies are more equal than others, as they say.
That's what's sad about it,
yes.
You know?
Yes.
You know, it's horribly disturbing. Yeah.
It is. It is. I agree, J.D. But
yeah.
This lost treaty, can be defeated. And again, we're at a pivotal point now. As Ernie said and others have said on the program, we really are at the crossroads at this juncture, and now everything is culminating to destroy and dismantle what's left of America. We have our roads auctioned off, leased, sold to foreign interests. People have no idea that they're not driving in America anymore. They don't even know it.
No,
they have
they
no
don't.
Clue.
Yep. Yep, they don't. They don't. And not all the listeners, and there's a lot of listeners in southern Indiana. They, you know, one thing about Dick Lugar, he always he's always proud about his open door policy. People in Indiana need to talk to him and say, no, no lost, no lost treaty. Enough of that crap. You know, you worry about Indiana, you worry about your city, your family, your county, your state. Then worry about your country, and then worry about the global stuff. You keep it local, you know. These people are selling us out so horribly hard; it's not even funny.
No, well, you know, as the man said, you know, when treason prospers, none dare call it treason.
Yes, sir. You're right about
that's
that.
That's why it's not called by what it is, my friend.
Yeah, and good men need to stand up.
Yes. And we are, and by the grace of God, we will continue to blow that trumpet, man.
See, the only reason I call you up is so I can get on the government list.
All right. Okay. Well, that's good. We can. We need more company here.
Well,
the more the merrier, as they say.
If you got about 30 or 40 million people on the government list, they can't do much about it, can they?
Not if there's a good percentage of people, and I know they're growing, and people are overcoming fear. You know, fear is the biggest thing, as I said before. And I've reached a point in my life, you know, JD, where I tell people every day, you know, people ask me, aren't you afraid? I'm not afraid, really. I'm not afraid of anything. I was. I'll be honest with you. I mean, I used to be frightened of everything when I was growing up. And I overcame that. And quite frankly, it took a lot of doing, but a lot of changes in my life and with parents taken care of and seen them die. And, you know, here I am now. And it's a new world for me. And I'm willing to go all the way, all the way. I have no fear of anything. Believe me, not even death, because I realize that the battle is won when you're with the Savior and you're with the Master. And that's why I know you're not religious, and I'm not either.
Well, yeah,
I'm just a Christian.
I am.
Well, there you go. Well, I'm sorry.
But,
I'm glad to hear that.
Well,
some of the listeners don't understand that, but I know you do.
Well, I'm not afraid about myself. I'm afraid what these scum are going to do to my children.
Right, right. That's a valid concern.
I can probably survive the torture and all that crap. But if somebody touches my kid, they're dead.
Right.
So I don't know.
That's right. Amen for that. Well,
thank you for calling again. That's what you got to stand up for, is you yourself and your family.
Appreciate it. Yes, JD.
I love your show, Mr. Rick. You take care, brother.
Okay. I appreciate your call, too, and thank you for calling, Mr. JD.
Bye-bye.
Right. Well, he's right. You know, it's his children and grandchildren, but, you know, there's a lot of people today that don't even give it a thought, their children or their grandchildren, and I know they say to me, hey, I'll be dead. What do I care? Do I care about my grandchildren? I guess they don't. I guess they don't care about the heritage they're leaving them. All right, let's continue now on the program. Let's take Leslie from Virginia. Hello, Leslie.
Hello, Rick. There was a couple points I wanted to make, and the first one, the most important, was to thank Ted Pike for all of his efforts.
Yes.
And to get his website, and where I'll be sending a donation tomorrow morning to Ted Pike National Prayer Network at Post Office Box 203, Oregon City, Oregon 97045. Now he has the website truthtellers.org.
Yes.
And I will be sending him a contribution to let him know of my support.
Well, you know that you're endangering now. You realize that you may be on that ADL hate list next.
Excuse me. Let me tell you something. We outnumber them millions to one. Can anybody count out here? We are fed up. Just fed up. And let me tell you something. Lou Dobbs today, and he has 13 million viewers, reported of the untested and tainted food that is coming every single day from China that we are consuming, and nothing has been done whatsoever. Today we had the congressional testimony of the FDA, and the FDA, they're blaming Congress for not giving them the authority, and Congress is blaming them for not doing their job and informing them. Lou Dobbs was so disgusted. He said this is nothing but a dysfunctional and broken government, and these people, instead of doing their jobs that we have paid these representatives to do, to provide oversight of our agencies, Rick, are more concerned about writing resolutions concerning yesterday of 1915 than providing oversight and doing their job in the Drug Administration. Now, as you know, the food of origin labeling was passed several years ago. As of today, Rick, they have yet to enforce the law. I mean, this goes on, and I wanted to make a couple points about the Sea Treaty. You know, Clinton, during his term, Bill Clinton, he was funding money to the U.N. Standing Army. Now, he did this without congressional approval. What did Congress do? Nothing. Nothing. And then the reason why I'm bringing this up is this lost UN Law of the Sea Treaty, what they've got on the table, in dealing with arbitration. Now, this is what they want to do. If an agreement can't be reached, now they're going to use the Secretary General of the United Nations. Now, as you know, he currently comes from South Korea. Now, you will have five members with the two opposing parties. He selects three, and the other side selects two. Now, what do you think? Isn't that dandy?
Yes.
Now, what does that tell you? And we had the Mr. Bollinger, who's the legal advisor from the State Department. Guess what his argument was regarding this? He suggested that American lawyers are so smart that we will win the disputes. Now, he fails to mention that this arbitrator panel would make a decision final. And also, the UN Secretary General of the United Nations would select the three of the five. Now, isn't, you know, that is exactly why I contacted Congress today, several members in the Senate. And first of all, I thanked Mr. Vitter and others for exposing this treacherous fast track that the Senate's trying to ratify the Sea Treaty. And I thanked him for exposing all these misconceptions. And I want to know why the Democrats are pushing this. I want to know why the media is not covering this. And I want to know why the State Department is hell-bent and not, well, and I'll give you names here. The State Department concerning the Deputy Secretary, Mr. Negroponte, telling outright lies to the committee. And I want to know the ramifications for it. I want our laws enforced. From my understanding, it's a felony. And I want to know what they're going to do about it.
Oh,
and the Capitol phone number is 877-851-6437. And I'll repeat it again. It's toll-free, 877-851-6437. And I know, Rick, you on the 202-224-3121.
And 225-3121.
You can call either one.
Right.
But Rick, it is up to us. It is up to the American people to, first of all, Lou Dobbs is doing a fantastic job.
Yes.
He's exposed the corrupt FDA. He's exposed, it's totally dysfunctional. It's totally broken. And if, I mean, it is up to the people to be informed and to get involved. Or they could continue to eat tainted food every single day coming in from China.
And they deserve what they get. Now, they should wake up and no more. I always watch the labels. I always look at where things come from. And I do not patronize them. Absolutely.
And, Rick, they have yet to enforce the origin of food labeling. This has been on the books now for several years, and they have yet to enforce it. And our government is dysfunctional.
Mm-hmm.
And it is all by design. But again, I keep saying this, we only have ourselves to blame.
Yes.
Because we elected these bozos, and we continue to put up with it, and they can ignore it all they want. The point is, unless they do something, enjoy your tainted food, people.
That's absolutely right. You have hit the nail on the head again, Leslie. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Rick. Your great call. All right. And we'll be back. We're going to go to Canada next, so we'll continue and conclude the program in just a few minutes. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, Uncensored, Radio Free America.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
What have you done? Thousands of years of building and rebuilding, creating and recreating so you can let it crumble to dust. million years. The sensitive men dying for their dreams. For what? So you can sweep and dance and play.
And now we're back, and not much time on tonight's program. And let's go to Byron in Canada now. Hello, Byron.
Hey, Rick. How you doing tonight?
All right. This is like twice in 1 week.
I know it.
Three times.
You're very addictive, your show.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I don't mean to create addicts, but, you know, what can I tell you?
You know, it's always good to have somebody that once in a while will kind of disagree with maybe some of the things. You know, just to get a little more...
Well, I hope so, because that's what makes it more interesting, you see.
You know, there's several times, not only on your show that I listen to, but just like there was a fellow from Tennessee phoned in, and he made the statement, well, if those boys from Blackwater want to come and, you know, come, well, you know, I got news for him. If they come, they're not going to come necessarily on foot through the hills, through the trees to go after them. They're going to come in their helicopters with tow missiles or whatever they got on those. Just like what the Israelis are using on the Palestinians.
Yes.
They're not going to go through the ground. It, you know, and if people think they can stand up to that, with, you know, it's easy to talk, I guess, is what I'm trying to say, until you're put in that position.
Well, I agree, you know.
And I honestly and truly doubt that all these people that says, oh, you know, they'll give them whatever. I honestly believe that once if they had any fire coming back at them, I think they'd be the first ones to probably throw down their guns and surrender.
There are some. I know of some who do a lot of talking, and then when it comes time for action, they're not to be found. You're right.
And the other day I was talking to a minister from the 700, Pat Robertson's deal, and we got talking about the Middle East. And he says, "Well, what about these kids? You know, that strap." Suicide belts on them and go in there and blow themselves up. You know, and I told him, well, you know, I forget what his name was, but I said, well, you know, they don't got any of these attack American-made helicopters. They don't got any submarines that can shoot nuclear missiles if they want. They don't got no F-16s. Mm. So, and if they take a gun and try to approach the Jewish soldiers, they're going to get shot before they can ever get close enough to do anything. So that's about the only way they got to fight back.
Well, I guess it's somehow brave to man a bomber plane and drop bombs on little children than it is to be a child with no recourse and to strap a bomb on you and blow yourself up with them.
Yeah, and to
somehow that's braver. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and to me, you know, if you want to know what you know, how I've heard people, oh, you would die for your country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this Iraq war, in all honesty, now, I mean, I know there's some soldiers that went over there with the right good intentions. I'm sure of that.
Mm.
But, you know, you take and see the loss of life. You know, it's usually maybe one, two a day, sometimes, you know, a few more, but it averages about two and a half a day. I'll bet you there's more soldiers dying that's not in combat, that's in the service, whether it's in the United States or stationed in Germany or whatever. I'll bet you there's far more soldiers that die a day that in non-related combat than what's dying over in Iraq. And you know, what? I guess the point I'm trying to say is, you know, in Iraq, yeah, I'm sure it's there's some danger over there, but it's nothing like what was happening in World War One or even Vietnam, where, you know, on a week you was getting more bodies sent home in a week than you were in a month or two over there in Iraq.
Absolutely.
But I guess my point was, until I can see a person, if you want to know what a real, true patriot is somebody that is willing to give up their life, knowing they are going to die, that is willing to strap a suicide belt on their waist and then walk and try to take out the enemy. Until we're willing to do something like that.
Byron, we're out of time, though. We're going to be cut off. Thank you for the call.
Thanks,
I get
Rick.
The drift. You're absolutely encouraged to call back again. We'll be back, Lord willing, tomorrow night at 9 o'clock Central. Rick Adams, another fascinating show. Good night, everyone. With